Hi guys, welcome to Two Fees No Pod Filter. My name is Kara.
Name's Jordan.
And today we're just gonna be talking about a little about us. So
Yeah.
kind of just who we are, what we do, and yeah, that's what this video is gonna be about, or this podcast is gonna be
Yeah.
about.
Get to know a little bit of our crazy relationship and, well, not really our crazy relationship, but our crazy selves, and
Yeah.
kind of understand who we are. We're a little wild, I guess, more so Kara than I. If you read our description, you know.
I definitely test the limits of life expectancy for
Yeah.
sure.
Yeah, and I'm not doing that. So she
He
tries
will one
to
day.
she no, I will not. I will not one day. I will t so I have said that I will try things out, but you know, I guess she wants to test my limits, I guess.
I guess so. I guess so.
But
Always.
no, nah, let's kind of meet our so
I'm sorry, there's a
it
fly.
all whack white in the face. Okay. All right, that's a good way to
It
start.
landed on your nose.
Well, I'm glad you didn't hit my nose because that would've been so bad.
Okay, actually, back to the podcast. My name is Kara. I'm fully white, just Caucasian, literally as Caucasian as it gets. Like,
Oh
that's who I
gosh.
am. That's who my family is. And I am 23 years old. I am a graduate student studying mental health counseling, and I work at a winery at
Yeah.
night pouring wine, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I really enjoy it. I used to hate wine. I used to not drink wine. I was like a tequila girly all day.
Yeah.
But then tequila made me kind of menacing. I don't drink tequila anymore, safe to say. Now I just drink wine.
She's a wine girly.
I'm not even a connoisseur. I just like
Right.
it.
You know, I grew up black, so wine wasn't always our go-to. Never really had wine, but definitely hanging out with her more often made me more of a wine, I guess, person, whatever you want to call
Right.
it. But now, well, I'm Jordan, as you guys know, the man voice. She's not gay as much as everybody thinks she is, even though she's like very beautiful.
Gay?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Now, I like to joke her sometimes, but no, this is just my personality. She gets to see this every day. A lot of people don't really get to see me be like goofy and like really on her case. But
People see me goofy every day.
yeah, not me. But I'm more so a trainer. I like to train. I like to stay serious with my training. I like to, you know, do the best I can and be the best that I can. And just kind of like let everybody know that I mean business. You know, when I get on the court, Kara knows, do not come over here with that, you know, goofiness and like, oh, I'm gonna be, you know, a little flat. No, Kara, we serious and we get down, you know. But she loves that about me. It's like her most favorite thing. She likes to see me
Like
in
if we're
my
playing a
element.
game?
No, I'm talking about training.
Oh, real.
Yeah, if I were playing a game, obviously I'm gonna be silly with you. But if we're on
Okay.
opposite teams, I'm cooking you. I'm cooking you. That's it. You know that.
I don't really care to lose.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care. You can lose it with pride. You lose with happiness. You're gonna still lose. But no, yeah. Outside of that, yeah, we do love to play together. So,
Yeah,
but
it's a lot of
when it comes
fun.
to career, though, we know we don't play. And she's gonna be a really good mental health counselor. So if y'all are listening, be on the lookout for her soon to be own business.
Not soon, maybe like 2 or 4 years from now.
Okay, that's soon enough.
I
But
don't want
what else?
to, well, I don't want to give away too much information because the next episode is going to be about like our relationship and kind of like how it came to be and what we like to do.
Really,
So that's going
Kara?
to be a really long
Really?
episode because y'all just don't know.
Yeah,
Okay? Y'all
y'all really
just
don't know.
don't know.
We do a lot, man. Like, Kara is a daredevil. I will tell you guys
I'm a
this right now,
skydiver.
right? Yeah.
Avidly jumping out planes.
3% of people, maybe even less than 3% of people skydive. I think you told me that
I think
statistic.
it's like 2% of people worldwide skydive. And Jordan will be one of them. He will be one of them because I'm going to pay for him to do it. And if I pay for you, you better do it.
See,
Don't play with me right now.
that's a threat right there, y'all. I'm trying to know that is a threat. She is not playing. She wants to test my life for real. I told her if I jump out of a plane, I'm gonna die at 70, but I guess she doesn't care. Yeah,
Hey, bro.
Hey, bro, is
Hey, bro, it is what
crazy.
it is. You're here for a short time.
I wanna live as long
You're
as.
here for a good time, not a long time.
So you don't want me? You don't want to do me a favor?
Well, if you die, I'm going to die too.
That's crazy. Like what? That's wild. As you guys can see,
We also have different like family dynamics too.
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so that was also very interesting. Like when he came around my family or I went around his family, that was very challenging. It was
Yeah.
very eye-opening and very hard, but it has made us, what's the word? It's made us
More understanding for sure.
More understanding of
Yeah.
different cultures. Like
Yeah.
yesterday, I had a lady who was like, "I feel like you know how to like, handle people." And I'm like, "Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Like I feel like I know how to."
Let me rephrase that. A group of black women, and I feel like it's always throwing out perspective. Not to get too deep into the like races, right? Like race, and all that stuff. But sometimes, there are some women and some black people. Sorry, it's another fly. That just
It's the same one.
it's the same one. Okay, I guess we're
No,
gonna take
it's okay. Keep
an
going. Keep going.
intermission. Okay,
No.
all right. No, I don't. Again, I'm not trying to sit here, shame anyone, but sometimes it's little, like kind of raunchy and little obnoxious. People are drinking, so when she works, she deals with that obnoxious, kind of rowdy, kind of group sometimes, and she handles herself
But
pretty
it's
well.
everybody, though.
Yeah,
Like,
so it's
it's
not
all
really
groups, it's all
one. Yeah,
people. It's not just a specific
group. Yeah,
group
exactly.
or anything like that. So that can be really challenging. Like, I love my job. I love
Yeah.
my job. I love my major. Like, I love my program. I do like jumping out of planes. I love basketball. I mean,
Yeah.
that's really what brought us together. But we're gonna tell you the story next time, and y'all are not ready. I'm
The
not.
story of how we met. Yeah, that's gonna be really good. That's gonna be a challenging story because obviously from that story, this is who we are. But as individuals, I'm Haitian, so my whole family's Haitian, and like obviously I believe there's a hint of Spanish somewhere in there, but family doesn't believe it, don't want to believe it, but I'm gonna do a DNA test and we're gonna find out. And so when Kara first came to my
And I'm
family,
fully white, by the way.
so it was definitely a transition for her because my family isn't really too very open. Like they're not really open. Like they're very close-minded in the sense of like really close to like close tight. Is that word?
Knit.
Knit family. I was trying to get a word. I couldn't say
Tight-knit
it. Tight-knit
family.
family.
Use your words.
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
I'm
Okay.
just
Okay.
kidding.
Anyways,
I'm just kidding.
sometimes she asks me to read words, so I don't want y'all to get it twisted. But no, they're definitely a tight-knit family. So when Kara came, it took a while for them to kind of open up to her, and that was definitely a struggle. But obviously, my family is very sheltered. They sheltered me very well, in the sense of me being a little rebellious, but very Christian oriented. Church every day. I have to live in church, like we have to. It wasn't a day I could miss it. Like, I feel like a lot of people don't get that experience. Like, so, but it definitely allowed my faith to always be there, but it was always in the background, So it definitely shifted my life into a direction where I wasn't too sure, what I would want all the time. So my individuality was always, I'm always fighting for a type of identity. And that was always like, hard for me. So,
And then my family's complete opposite.
yeah.
Like, we claim to be Christian, but we barely went to church. We just went like Christmas, Easter, not even.
See, your
So,
people.
yeah, see, yeah, facts. And I didn't always go to church. Like, I didn't grow up in the church. I came to Christ when I was actually 17. So that was a very hard transition because at this point, I feel like I didn't necessarily have an addiction, but I started kind of getting into like, things high schoolers get into. It
Yeah.
was like I liked it. It was fun. And then I went to college and then that was fun. And then, so I didn't really grow up in it. So I didn't have a foundation on it. So when I did find it, it was hard to kind of go back and forth with.
Yeah.
Because I was like wrestling, okay, well, I want to be very much full in faith, but then I also want to be a typical 19, 20, 21 year old
Yeah.
kid
Yeah.
drinking. Like doing
Yeah.
just the whole thing.
Definitely same.
So that was really hard, but my family is just totally opposite of his. So they are very outgoing, very loud, very sarcastic, jokes everybody in the family. We go
Yeah.
to theme parks. Like they don't jump out of planes. I jump out of planes, but they're just as adventurous. Like they don't mind traveling. Like they're out there. Like
Yeah.
we are a loud, outgoing, fun, not risk-taking. Besides me, but like just adventure seeking family.
Yeah.
So it was very hard to kind of come into this family where there's just nothing. Like, it's just, there's nothing that I'm used to, and he has. And then he has to adapt to my family, which is, like, hard. Because there's obviously nothing in that family that you've ever been to.
That's definitely something. Definitely going into that, that was definitely new for us. Mm-hmm. But, like I said, my family is the most exciting thing we did as a family is Thanksgiving. And Kara's been to every Thanksgiving since I introduced her to my family. So
yeah, it's been pretty cool.
As you guys know, that she loves to eat my food. But, like, it was, it's like my parents are outgoing, but they're very, again, my parents are very, very, you know, Christian, you know, based. And they, and, so, like, they're Seventh-day Adventists. So they grew up, like, my mom didn't grow up like that, but my dad was. So she converted to my dad. So
But then they're also from Haiti. Like, they weren't born here.
Yeah.
So they came over, like, versus my parents were born here. Leave him alone. Leave him alone.
No.
It's just a fly, guys. Don't mind us.
Okay. Well, yeah, they're definitely from Haiti. So they're not from here. So customs and, like, traditions were very hard for us because we grew up in America, like, me and my sister. So, when they would teach us things, it would sometimes come from a custom that was in Haiti, and sometimes they would try to learn the American culture, but it was always like a back and forth. So I was more Americanized than I think anybody in my family, to be honest. I think that I chose to see like things different, so I was always like, you know, arguing with them about that. So back to the reason I say they're Christian based is because my parents don't believe in doing too much. They don't even drink wine. My mom doesn't even want to put a sip of wine in her mouth, you know, but that's just her lifestyle. You know, I feel like all parents back when they were younger were a little bit more adventurous, outgoing, but they had kids, and it's like, well, you shouldn't be like this if you have kids, you know? So it's like you have to pick and choose what, you know, your sacrifices and what you still want to do. So when I went to Kara's family, it was definitely a different feeling. Everybody was just definitely very loud and sarcastic, but luckily I'm used to it because I went to college and I've been around loud and sarcastic people, so it was like just fitting. It's like a shoe fitting in, like a sock fitting in a shoe, whatever the term is. Where the shoe fits, the hand fits, the glove, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was cool. Yeah. I love her family though. You know?
Yeah.
I wish my parents were just a little bit more adventurous, but
that's why you have me.
That's why I have the human life expectancy
test. And there will be episodes on here where I tell you that he did indeed go skydiving, or he did indeed ride roller coasters, or indeed went snorkeling. There will be an episode where we're going to be so, I want y'all to be so proud of him.
Okay. And I want y'all to know that I died when I did all those things, okay?
No, you're not going to die.
A piece of me died.
Every time a piece of you died, yeah, that's right.
I'm just tearing off of pieces of myself just as I go through. So
I feel like we're kind of like all over the place talking about what we like or who we are, or like the families we come from. But we also go to church every week.
Yeah.
We never miss. We go to other things that they have as well. Right now, like, you know how people have seasons of faith, like they're very high or very low. Like right now, he's very high in his faith. I'm not so much just because I have a lot of other things going on. So I'm just like all over the place all the time.
Yeah.
So it's been really hard, but I do still have very high faith, and I do still love the Lord, and I trust the Lord for what he does. I'm just not as, like, in the Word as I should be, and I know a lot of people struggle with that, and especially school. Like, having to read for school makes me not want to read anything ever again. So, and I'm sure anybody out here who knows about that knows, like, that's how you get it, because I've been in school nonstop for I think 17 years now, it's been like nonstop, like school.
Yeah, it's definitely been nonstop for sure.
Just from kindergarten all the way to like my first year in graduate school, it's just nonstop.
Just gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I mean that's okay, but you know I'm here to give her the faith that she needs when she needs it. And I mean, obviously, again, when you're in a season like where your faith isn't so strong because of just the things you have going on, it can be hard, you know. And as a partner for her, you know, I have to make sure that I'm always praying, I'm always like reading, I'm always like keeping myself up to toes, because if she's at zero, I have to be at 100, or if she's at, you know, 40, I have to be at 60. So I think we always do a good job of like balancing each other out. You know, I never really want to leave her out there stranded for the wolves. You know, I wouldn't be doing my job. But this is 4 years going on 5. I think next month makes 5 years.
Is it?
Yeah.
Next month is May. I thought you said November.
Is it November?
It has to be November.
November,
Well,
yeah. Sorry.
November will make 5 years
5 years,
of
yes.
friendship.
Sorry.
Yeah,
5 years in November. I'm a little ahead of time. So when you hear us again on the podcast in November, we'll be like celebrating our 5th year. Yay. But it's a lot. Friendship definitely plays a role, you know.
huge role.
So that's
But you guys are gonna know why the friendship is so deep next episode.
why. We don't want to get too much. It's so
We're not
hard
gonna
not to
give you
talk
too
about it,
much.
but it's so hard not to talk about it. But
I
it's because
know.
it's like it's so funny. You guys are like, bro, there's no way this is a real story. But
Like,
yeah,
no,
it's a
it's
real
real.
story, you
It's
know. But you know, us as individuals, it's that was the hardest thing is challenging ourselves as individuals to come together because we had to shave
Yeah.
off pieces of who we were before we got together,
Oh
you
man, it was
know.
hard.
And it was
It
brutal.
was not fun.
So
It's not for the weak.
if you can imagine me coming from a tight-knit show family and like just you know very my family's more introverted than me. I don't mind being introverted in a way, but I like to be out there. That's why you know our friendship is always so good. Like when we first get like always going places, but
Yeah.
it's just man, you mix the other half of her family and it's just like, but why is your family so quiet? Why is your family so loud? And it was just like it's always like battling each other's individuality, and we're just like, okay, well, we need to come to the middle about something. We
It's
need to.
funny because I had a term. I
Oh,
had a term that I
gosh.
thought I was like, how can a dog from a dog house be with a turtle from like a turtle tank? Just because like turtles are very to themselves, very chill,
Vulnerable.
and the dog is like gonna bite you. So it's just like, okay, well, what? Like, how do you bring a dog and a turtle under the same house?
Yeah, and
And
I
like,
thought it was a horrible term.
no, but
She
it
could have
makes
used a
sense
sl she could
though.
have said sloth. She could have said any other
Just a
animal, but a
turtle.
turtle is
So
crazy. So,
that's what we've been figuring out.
yeah. So, it's and it's. I mean, honestly, it is. It is. It's kind of like the slow is definitely good, but you do need a little bit of fast in your life. You know, like
Yeah.
it's okay to like take things slow. And I think that was a part of me I had to understand too, because I had a hard time trying to like I like to coast. You know, and that's I like to. I'm very laid back. You know, I'm very chill. I'm not really one to be like super go crazy and be hype unless like something really, you know, like a basketball game or I'm about to, you know, train. It's like when it's like based on career or something that I like to do, then I'm really hype. Same thing for her. Like when she's gonna go skydiving, she will not shut up about it, y'all. She will she Jordan, I'm going skydiving. I'm like, I know. I'm going sky I know. I'm gonna jump out. I know, Kara. I know. So when
Yeah.
she's like excited, she's very vocal about her excitement, like super vocal about her excitement. Where me, I'm on it like kinda just like that's
Yeah.
cool. That's cool. Like I'm happy, you know.
But it's not just about things that I like. Like, I have no hair right now. My hair is
I told you
a
she would not stop talking
few,
about
like, millimeters away from, like, a buzz cut. Like, it's not even. It's probably, like, a centimeter long right now.
Jeez.
And this is probably the lowest I've ever cut my hair.
Yeah.
And I love it. Like, I
Yeah.
love my hair so much. He loves my hair. Like, everybody really likes my hair. And it's just one of those things where I love it.
Yeah.
And I love talking about it because people always ask about it because what girl has no hair? It's a weird thing.
Exactly.
It's a weird thing. Who's like not in the LGBTQ community, or had like some kind of disease or illness that has like caused you to lose hair.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things that's like, it's very freeing and it feels really
Yeah.
good. So I get excited over little things. I get excited over big things like skydiving
Yeah.
or going to a theme park or cutting my hair
Yeah.
or getting a package in the mail. I don't know. Like,
Yeah.
I get
Yeah.
excited about
Yeah.
literally everything in life
Yeah.
because
Amazon delivery.
why not,
Yeah.
And I don't order that many packages. Don't let me fool you,
She
okay?
does not.
I don't
She
order
really
that
does
many
not. She's
packages
like the
ever.
only girl who doesn't order anything that's like makeup or girl related. It's like the weirdest
Yeah, I don't wear any makeup.
thing.
I don't wear any makeup besides maybe occasional mascara and lip gloss, but not even. It's just CarMax and
Right.
my natural lashes
That's it. That's it. That's it, baby. That's
all
it.
day.
Yeah, I'm very much more boring, quote unquote, but
Well,
it's not because I'm boring. It's just because I don't, I didn't, my excitement didn't come from like what her experiences were. My experiences were just so much more different than hers. So, like, I get excited for like a new show where she's like, why do you care? I'm like, because it's a new show, you know? But it's like, she's like, dude, why don't you, why can't you just be excited for like the sun coming up? I'm like, I am excited for the sun coming up. Like, you know, why don't you want to be excited for outside? I'm like, I am excited for outside, but this is a new show. It's like new drama. So I'm very,
Yeah.
I had a point, I made a joke about Kara with this, and I wanted to be a comedian growing up. Obviously, that dream's definitely, you know, ship definitely sailed,
Squashed.
you know? So, but it's, I would look at, people, and I would imitate their accents, and I would try to be, I would literally try to come up with like my own content of just comedy. So that's why I fell in love with movies and just TV shows, mainly comedy. I didn't really care for action. I mean, every guy likes action movies, but I was really more of a comedy dude. Comedy, action, you got me. I'm hooked. Hook, line, and
Superheroes.
sinker. Can we not? I'm just
Don't let
gonna.
him fool
Okay,
you.
I just became a Marvel fanatic. Not to, for all my Marvel fans out there, but just to say, but it's nothing serious. It's not that serious. You don't see me running around in
Yeah.
Spider-Man costume, do you? All right then. All right then. So, not that she would let me. But the point is, it's just like I get excited for like the little things, She's excited for the big things.
Not fair. I get
What?
excited for the sun coming up. That's not big.
Anyway, what I'm saying, she's not gonna be excited for what I want to be excited about, but I still,
Yeah.
she still likes to surprise me, and I try my best to surprise her. But Kara ruins my surprises. When I tell her I have a surprise, she has to press me
You
every
just can't tell
time.
me that you have a surprise for
And the
me.
point is, you have to just let me. I want you to know something's coming without knowing something's coming. Can you just let me do
No,
that?
because I want
No, you don't have to
to
know. That's not a. Why did you have to know?
Okay. Yeah, me and Jordan are very different. Like he really likes movies and he likes things that are more chill or like basketball or like those kind of things. So then I'm obviously on the whole other side of that spectrum. I love everything that you give me. I will try every single food that you put in front of my face. Don't care what it is. Like I'm very like I live one life and I'm gonna live it up. But then obviously then there's eternal life too. So I mean I'm gonna live that one up
Yeah,
too. But like
exactly.
I wanna try everything on earth because everything on earth isn't gonna be in heaven. So yeah, that's like a little about us. I mean this episode wasn't gonna be too long. I mean it's just now hitting like 21 minutes. So it's not too long. It's kinda just about us to give you a rundown of like our faith or what we like or just our families and our career paths and just all those things. Just to kind of give you an idea of who we are and maybe what the episodes are going to be about later on. And we only are using one take. Like one take every time.
One
Very
shot.
real, very raw,
That's, I
authentic,
mean,
very,
so authentic. This
yeah,
is.
just one take. Because I feel like it'll, like you can't, I feel like I don't want to retake something and then I'm going to forget everything. And it's not going to come out as flowy as the first time. And
We're using words.
yeah, and we were a little nervous.
Definitely a little nervous, but I mean, this
Yeah.
is our first podcast, so
And this is our first episode.
we're literally doing something off the fly. We're trying to figure things out. Like,
Yeah.
it's so cool.
Yeah.
I love it though.
Me
I'm
too.
excited. This is gonna be really cool for us, and it's gonna be really good for you guys too. So please, if you have any questions, comments, anything that you feel like we didn't hit or you feel like we need to, talk about, you can always like
DM us.
DM us or leave us a comment, or if you see us in person because you know us personally, just definitely, oh, I liked what you did, but can you talk about this? We're like, we don't mind. We'll definitely throw it in. We try to throw it in there when we can. I mean,
I mean, if it's a good topic, we're
yeah,
100%
we're
gonna
yeah,
talk about it.
100%.
What?
So,
We probably already talked around it before.
yeah, exactly. So we're just kind of playing with things right now, but it's so
Yeah.
cool because I get to talk with somebody, and I know this is my favorite person, so it's like. We chilling and we vibing. I keep looking at her
Yeah.
and laughing. So if you hear me laugh throughout this whole, it's because I'm keep looking at her and she makes me laugh.
No. Yeah, that is so facts. I mean, yeah, that's facts. I love him so much, and he loves me so much, and yeah, I'm so excited for this. And you're like, we're just so excited for this. And we hope that it impacts at least just one person or just makes somebody laugh or just brighten somebody's day while you drive or whatever. Like, we hope that it just gets to those who need to hear it. But we are so excited and just like it, rate it. Stay tuned for the next one. It's going to be all about how we met
Oh,
and
that's
our
gonna be a
friendship
story.
and how we started dating, and it's gonna be the craziest thing. So stay tuned.
Definitely stay tuned.
My name is Kara,
And this is Jordan.
and this has been Two Peas No Pod Filter.